Let's head to Canada now, where a family is demanding answers after their father died on holiday in Cuba. As our correspondent Ashley Stewart reports, things went from bad to worse when the wrong body was shipped home to them.
A family's father, his name is Faraj, he died of a heart attack while he was vacationing with the family in Cuba. And after that happened, his body was supposed to have been repatriated by the Cuban government agency to Canada. However, when the funeral home in a small town north of Montreal had the casket brought to a lab to have him prepared for his funeral, the person inside obviously looked nothing like the picture the family had provided. Instead, the body had a full head of hair. He had tattoos and looked about 20 years younger, and it was obviously not Faraj. So this week his daughter kind of appealed to media to help find her father's body. There was no indication of what had happened to him. No one knew, no one was giving her any answers, and the hunt was kind of on ever since. Today there was an update. It turns out that Faraj was actually buried in a Russian town north of Moscow after Cuban government workers mistakenly switched the two bodies and sent them to the wrong countries, which is quite a mess up. So, and then also the Russian man's remains have been sent to Canada. No one actually knows where. So they now basically have to go and exhume Faraj from Russia and send him to Canada where he should have been all along. So yeah, it's a pretty horrific story for a family that's already grieving.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about the mayor of Montreal, who doesn't want shopkeepers to say bonjour, hi anymore. So why is that little tiny two-letter word causing so many problems?
Well, this is the thing. So there's a new report that's come out about the use of French-only greetings by Montreal shopkeepers and merchants. And it's showing that the use of French-only greetings is on the decline. So that's obviously angered the mayor. And now he's making a call out to people, to vendors, to shopkeepers, to no longer use bilingual greetings. So he wants everyone to drop the word hi. Obviously, Montreal is the largest city in Quebec, which is a French-speaking province, and it's also a province that has from time to time called for its separation from the rest of Canada. It kind of does things on its own. And obviously, in Canada, English and French are official languages, but in Quebec, only French is. So that's the reason behind this. And I mean, it is common practice for merchants in Quebec and in Montreal to kind of greet people with a bonjour, hi, to cater to both English speakers and French speakers. But the mayor now wants them to just drop the hi and just say bonjour. He says that people come to Montreal knowing that it is a francophone city and that he wants people to be proud that they are from a francophone city and to really encourage people to speak more French. Quebec's minister for for the French language, which there is one of those in Quebec, didn't mince his words when he was asked about it either. He said that it sends the wrong message that we are a bilingual nation. We are not. So they are very French proud in Quebec, and it will be interesting to see what happens.
Tell me more about this Canadian province that is going to ditch the need for sick notes when you take time off work. People will be interested in this.
Yeah, I think this is interesting. So it's Ontario, so that's the most populous province in Canada. It's where Toronto is and where Ottawa is, the capital. They are tabling legislation to enforce a new rule that will make it will disallow employers from being able to ask for sick notes from their staff. And that is to try and cut down on paperwork for family physicians, which I guess is a good thing because those guys are inundated with paperwork. So it's trying to free them up to actually deal with their clients more, patients. The change is going to be part of new legislation in coming weeks, which is going to eliminate the need for a doctor's note from employees who want to use part or all of their provincially mandated annual sick leave. However, employers will still be able to ask for another form of evidence, so you're not able to get off scot-free, that an employee is ill. So it could include things like self-attestations or a receipt or for over-the-counter medication or something along those lines. It's part of a raft of measures announced by the health minister this week to help kind of free up primary care physicians for more direct patient care. And there's a bunch of other things that are going on in Ontario as well alongside that. So they're also expanding a pilot program that's going to see family doctors using artificial intelligence technology to transcribe and summarize patient visits. So the software is going to be able to summarize conversations with patients into electronic medical records. So we're very much moving into the future here, I guess, for healthcare. So it will be interesting to see how that goes.
Confessions. Have you ever pulled a sickie, though, Ashley?
I mean, have which one of us haven't we all? Like, I'd challenge you to find anyone who has not.
And that is our Canada correspondent, Ashley Stewart, there.